Hello, fighting gamers! This is Dog Brock, and welcome to your next installment of Future Fighter Game Development. You've got the best seats in the house for this sci-fi fighting game, and this week, we're talking about the suits. That's right. I said suits, not robots. Surprised? Some people actually are. One person that saw my PC background, and they saw Omega facing off against each other, a mirror match, they said, Are those robots or are those suits? Another person on social media asked, is this Rise of the Robots 2? Facetiously, of course. Hilarious. However, no, these are not robots, and no, this is not Rise of the Robots 2, although I appreciate being compared to AAA franchises, and I also very much appreciate the feedback. These are fighting suits. Fighting suits are so important in Future Fighter because it allows them to amplify their martial arts. You see Arisa DeFury ahead of you here in her fighting suit, and this suit it fits her in every way. It fits her body type. She is shorter, she's small-framed, but it also fits her fighting style. She's a tech ninja. She uses ninjutsu along with future tech to take down her opponents. And she's an assassin, so stealth is, of course, important. In this particular case, that suit of armor, it melds with her. It powers her movements. It maximizes her strategies, but it also protects her because, remember, the other people she's fighting in Future Fighter also have suits that are doing the same, so she has to withstand their energy. She has to counter their skill, their power, and the third thing that makes up a great fighter. To find that out, though, you've got to subscribe. So click that button, and I'll see you next time.